тільки п'ять літко. Їхав вуйко на ровери, куйку ще спустило. Робітник і селянин, то велика сила. Гей, забава, рок-н-рол до рана. Ти гуляй, веселиш, то карсню зер не журись. Добре попрацюєм, новий мир збудуєм. Нашим рідним серед-серу. Раз, два, три, холєра!
Ukraine, the wild and crazy Viper Brothers, otherwise known as Bratehu Dukine, and that is a song that was recorded back in the late 1980s called Zabava SSRU, the Zabava from the USSR. Apologies for the swear words there for those who picked that up, but I guess given the subject matter, we can forgive them a little bit for that indiscretion. Again, that was the Bratehu Dukine Vipers Brothers from Ukraine with Zabava SSRU. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макуарі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McCorry, your host, and I'm so glad you've decided to spend another hour with me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio on your mobile phone, streaming live online, or time-shifting via podcast, a very, very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Sylvia Molnar has a wonderful recipe that's great for those Christmas platters coming up. It's tasty, colorful, and very diet-conscious stuffed cherry tomatoes. Irena Bell will be with us from Ottawa, and she'll be telling us on her Did You Know feature about a Canadian artist who spent some time in Ukraine. As well, Keith Perron will be along with news from Ukraine and our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Ludwig from London, England, and a song that he recorded some time ago, a traditional Ukrainian folk song that's actually, he's put on YouTube. It's been online for several years now, and it's very, very popular. And we know it as Rydna Mate Moya, My Dear Mother.
Mother of mine, tell me why you weren't sleeping, why you woke me to gaze at the stars up above. Did you know I was leaving? Tell me why. Was that why you were grieving? Was the cloth that you gave me a sign of your love? Did you know I was leaving? Tell me why. Was that why you were grieving? Was the cloth that you gave me goodbye and the sign of your love? In my dreams I still see there's a blossoming garden and a meadow so green with the birds full of song. And your smile never leaves me. Through your tears you had said you believed me when I said I must go but I wouldn't be long. And your smile never leaves me. Through your tears you had said you believed me. Now I live in a faraway land and I know I was wrong. On this cloth I still gaze as my fate is unfolding. You still whisper to me through the grass and the trees. Though your heart was so broken, you insisted on making this token of your motherly love so important to me. Though your heart was so broken, you insisted on giving this token of your motherly love, though you knew what was going to be.
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
За нею Іванко, як барвінок в'ється. За нею Іванко, як барвінок в'ється.
Галю ж моя, Галю, дай води напиться, ти така хороша,
дай хоч подивиться. Ти така хороша, дай хоч подивиться.
Вода у садочку, той піти напися. Я буду в садочку, прийди подивися. Я буду в садочку, прийди подивися.
Прийшов у садочок, зозуля кувала. А ти ж мене, Галю, та й не шанувала. А ти ж мене, Галю, та й не шанувала.
Стелися в барвінку, буду поливати. Вернися, Іванку, буду шанувати. Вернися, Іванку.
Стелився, ти не поливала, скільки не вертався, ти не шанувала, скільки не вертався, ти не шанувала.
За нею Іванко, як барвінок в'ється. За нею Іванко, як барвінок в'ється.
And that ever popular trio from Ukraine, Trio Marenich, and that is a song called Nese Halya Vodu, Halya Carried Water. And bringing it a little closer to home now, and Edmonton, this is a group called Millennia from their CD Jeto, which means life, and KFME, My Kiev.
Море зелене, тихий день догора. Дороги ми для мене стали схили Дніпра. Де колишуться віти закоханих мрій. Як тебе не любити, лишуться віти закоханих мрій. Як тебе не любити, Києве мій. Закани, серце в них перелю. Хай розкажуть кохані, як я вірно люблю. Буду мріяти
жити на крилах надії. Як тебе не любити, Києве мій? Буду мріяти жити на крилах надії. Як тебе не любити, Києве мій? Над Дніпром вечори оксамити, мов щастя прибій. Як тебе не любити, Києве мій? Вечори оксамити, мов щастя прибій. Як тебе не любити,
listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada for PCJ Radio.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Cottage cheese is widely used in Ukrainian cuisine in both sweet and savory dishes. This appetizer is a great make-ahead dish that is low in calories and high on nutrition. It adds a colorful, festive touch to any table, especially at Christmas. You will need the following for stuffed cherry tomatoes: 16 cherry tomatoes, 1 cup cottage cheese, 1 teaspoon finely chopped green onion or chives, salt to taste, parsley sprigs for garnish. Wash the tomatoes and slice off the tops. With a teaspoon, scoop out the pulp and invert the tomatoes on paper towels to drain. Save the tops and pulp to add to stew or a tomato sauce for your holubtsi. While the tomatoes are draining, mix the cottage cheese, onion, and salt in a bowl. Stuff the tomatoes with the cheese mixture. Create a bed of leaf lettuce or kale on a platter. Arrange tomatoes on the lettuce and garnish with parsley sprigs. Refrigerate until ready to use. This makes 16 appetizers. It may be simple, but it's elegant, and I can assure you that it will make your taste buds sing. It'll be in the cookbook, so try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Чоботи з бугая, не бояться холоду нічого. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи з бугая, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. А за тії чоботи щось їдав, а за тії чоботи дочки взяв. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту
люди не їм. Чоботи, чоботи, спухая, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. Оце ті чоботи, що я шив, а це та дівчинонько, що любив. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, даробили хлопоту, ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, спухая, не бояться холоду. Чоботи, ви мої, наробили хлопоту, ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, спухай, я не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. А такий чоботи зять купив, а чому ж він постиків не набив? Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили хлопоту, ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, спухай, я не бояться холоду, ай-я-я.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the Canadian artist Edwin Holgate, a central figure in the development of Canadian modern art, spent time in Kyiv? In the spring of 1914, Edwin Holgate left Paris and set off for Kyiv to join artist friends he had met while studying in France. Holgate said that he felt a great affinity for and kinship with these friends. What struck him was their vigor and warmth, the power of their drawings, and their strong use of color. Holgate was disappointed by his studies in Paris and claimed to have learnt more from those working beside him than from those who taught him. Outside Kyiv, Edwin Holgate painted his first rural landscapes of distant views and clouds. When World War I broke out, Holgate, with great difficulty, made his way back to Montreal from Kyiv by way of the Trans-Siberian Railway. Holgate's small oil paintings of the period, entitled On the Dnieper River, Ukraine, and Windmill, Ukraine, were not distinguished works and gave little indication that Edwin Holgate would become an important figure in the development of Canadian art. This information is from the book Modernism in Kyiv, edited by Irena Makarek and Virlana Tkach, and published by the University of Toronto Press in 2010.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznalevi, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com. Thank you.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, from their most recent self-titled CD. It'll be their second self-titled CD. That was The Bukovinian Wedding.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, liquefied natural gas in the Black Sea, and Ukraine and Qatar sign gas deal. I'm Keith Perron. For the past few years now, Ukraine has been looking at different means of producing energy. They've been looking at solar, wind power, providing their own pipelines because of the, well, you can say the turbulent relationship with Gazprom from Russia. Well, it seems now Ukraine has just ventured into another area that they haven't looked into before, and it apparently is going to be huge by the year 2018, and that's the liquefied natural gas in the Black Sea. We have this story from Dario Diguts.
Ukraine officially launched the construction of the liquefied natural gas LNG terminal at the Black Sea coast. The ambitious project is considered as a step towards Ukraine's energy independence. The Eastern European country is totally dependent on Russia's gas imports and pays Gazprom the highest price of around $430 per 1,000 cubic meters.
I hail a really historic moment today, as we have taken the first really big step in securing Ukraine's energy independence.
The project is a part of the national energy strategy. At the first phase, Ukrainian government will rent the floating LNG terminal until the onshore gas terminal is constructed in 2018. It is estimated that the LNG terminal will be able to handle 5 billion cubic meters of gas a year at the first stage and up to 10 billion when it runs at full capacity. Experts have already counted that the price of the liquefied natural gas will be 20% lower than Ukraine pays according to the contract with Gazprom.
Ukraine will diversify its gas imports through construction of LNG terminal. At the same time, it will influence the Ukraine-Russia relations. Ukraine will get a trump card in negotiations on gas pricing and transits. So I guess the LNG terminal is of great importance for Ukraine.
The total cost of the LNG terminal construction is around 850 million euro. The consortium of the investors is expected to fund 93% of the project costs. The Ukrainian authorities have already signed the agreement with Spain. However, the country is trying to expand the circle of potential investors.
The consortium of investors is open. It can be formed with a larger number of companies. There is a leader, Spanish company Enagas. However, there are applications not from companies only, but also from the neighboring countries.
Among the countries which supply liquefied gas, the experts name Algeria, Libya, Egypt, Qatar, and Azerbaijan. However, none of them have reassured their participation in the project. Today, there is no clear answer who will fill the LNG terminal with gas. However, Russia definitely won't be the seller, and this is the most important point for the Ukrainian authorities. Daria Diguts, Kiev.
Now, because of this turbulent relationship Ukraine has with Russia concerning gas, Ukraine is now looking at other options. They're turning their attention to the Middle East, in particular, Qatar. Yes, they're turning to Qatar to buy gas because they can buy gas a lot cheaper from that Middle Eastern country than they can from Russia. Rory Chanlins has the story.
It may seem strange that Ukraine's president is considering gas deals in the Gulf. His country is plumbed right into the biggest producer of them all, next-door neighbour Russia. But at current prices, Russian gas is too expensive and comes with a whole tangle of political strings attached. Speaking to me before he left, President Viktor Yanukovych explained his thinking.
As far as natural gas relations between Russia and Ukraine go, they've been different at different times. Right now, they're complicated. The higher the prices for natural gas from Russia are, the quicker Ukraine will be looking for other diversified sources of energy supplies.
Ukraine wants to be paying 42% less than Russia is charging. Moscow has promised even lower prices than that, but only if Ukraine joins a customs union with its former Soviet master. That's something Kiev is desperately trying to avoid. Falling further into Russia's economic embrace would damage Ukraine's delicate advances towards the European Union.
It's for these reasons that Ukraine is trying to diversify its gas supplies as quickly as possible. Last year it piped in 40 billion cubic metres of Russian gas for domestic supplies. This year that's gone down to 26 billion cubic metres, and next year it's expected to drop again down to 20 billion cubic metres.
Those reductions can be accounted for by more efficient usage, Ukraine's own gas exploration, and deals with other suppliers like Germany and Qatar. But Russia is threatening to sue for breach of contracts. It doesn't want to lose valuable business from its biggest customer. And Ukraine's national oil and gas company is preparing for a legal fight.
If we are presented with claims or even a lawsuit by some international court that Ukraine is not taking the expected volume, then we are ready. What else can we do? We are ready to prove that we don't need such a volume of gas from Russia at this price.
And Europe certainly doesn't need another gas war between these two countries. Many EU nations lie downstream from Ukraine's pipelines. And in previous disputes, Europeans shivered as the gas stopped flowing. If Kiev and Moscow can't resolve this amicably, the chill could be felt across the continent. Rory Challens, Kiev.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Perron. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Червоненький бурячок, зелененька гичка, звати мене козачок, бо я невеличка, звати мене козачок. А я жита не жала, та й жати не буду. А я жита не жала, та й жати не буду. Червоненький бурячок, червоний, зелененька гичка, сватай мене козачок.
From their second anthology CD, that was Picardiska Tertsia from Ukraine, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, of course, Chervonenki Buryachok, The Little Red Beet. And coming up next, another group from Ukraine called Obime Doshchu, which means Rain's Embrace, and from their CD, Alehia, here they are now with Samotni Nochi, Sad Nights. Thank you.
ночі, цілуємо вечора, тримаючи тебе за плечі, очавиш синє море, бався сяєм місяць, воді чисті і прозорі, під хвилька ласкаву пісню, чарівна ясні.
Awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Живу на землі, я пісню про небо співаю, співаю, бо хочу туди, де близькі, де рідні чекають. Небо, нетлінна краса, де щастю немає кінця, про тебе ця пісня моя, небеса. Небо, ти рідне таке, ти кличеш до себе мене, країно безмежна моя, небеса.
Transcarpathia area of Ukraine, that was the Bernike. Now, this is a family that hails from Transcarpathia, and it is one of the most popular evangelical Christian groups in the country, and actually farther flung as well. They're very popular in Russia as well. They are definitely Ukrainian, though. They are the Bernike, and this was a song called Nebote Lidnetake. Well, bringing it back closer to home, the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg and from one of their very, very many CDs. You are going to need your dancing boots. This is a little bit slow, but you know how things pick up on this program. So strap them on. Here are the Ukrainian old-timers now with the Madeira Waltz. programming, tune into Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and live in Nanaimo, Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nasholos.com. Please visit us and register, take our survey, sign up for the cookbook, make a donation, sponsor a child, and check out our audio archives going back 10 years. І на жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто добре товариство має, той завжди веселий та щасливий буває. And our proverb of the week translates as, in good company, one always feels fortunate and happy. Well, our time is just about up, so to take us to the end of our program, one more tune. This will be by the Interlake Polka Kings and the Homemakers Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nasholos. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення!